Chapter 3, A Plan in Action. When I look back on that day, I always say that meeting Fred changed my life. He's a big, happy dog with a scrawny, scruffy tail. He loves to play or just hang out and be a friend. His greatest quality? He's so calm, patient, and peaceful, like the moon on a really still night. Fred gives you a feeling that, like the moon, he will always be there, always watching, always still. Well, not totally still. His tail never stops wagging. But at my first meeting with Fred, I was still confused. How could he help Mai? And could a dog get into a hospital? I doubted it. Mrs. Fisher sat down, and Fred sat right next to her. While she and Mom had a cup of tea, I sat on the floor next to Fred. Then Mrs. Fisher told me about Fred's work with Wag Brigade. That's a group of dogs and their trainers. Fred is called a therapy dog. Fred has learned to give a special kind of therapy or care to people who are sick, injured, or unhappy. He visits people at hospitals, clinics, retirement homes, and schools for disabled students. Fred has to focus on the person he's visiting and let that person pat him and talk to him. He can never bark or lie down and go to sleep. He must always be friendly. And of course, he must always wag his tail. Mom said, "What do you think, David? Should we take Fred to visit Mai tomorrow?" Wow, I could hardly wait for Sunday morning.